Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of July 30th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past week at Camp Courageous has come alive with lots of young campers with a variety of disabilities. The weather was perfect. This next week is Lions Visually Impaired Week at Camp Courageous. We are grateful to all the Lions clubs from throughout the state of Iowa for sponsoring this special week for those with visual impairments. We had the Clarendon Hills Presbyterian Youth Group out this past week volunteering in maintenance and with campers. They have been volunteering at Camp Courageous since 1976, an amazing group. We also had the Baxter Area Youth Group out from Baxter, Iowa. Here we have Eric Padgett talking a little bit about his group's experience at Camp Courageous.
So my name is Eric Padgett. I'm a co-leader of the Baxter Area Youth Group in Baxter, Iowa. Our youth group has been in existence since about 2005, 2006, and we've taken a mission trip every summer during that time. And this is the shortest distance we've ever gone. It's about 2.5 hour drive. So we were looking for a place in Iowa to give back and keep the driving distance short. And a friend of mine teaches in Eastern Iowa at BGM schools, and he brings a group of kids up here every year and told us to check this place out. I knew what you guys did here. I knew from your website some of the values and principles that you had. I had no idea it was this expansive. We believe that it is a blessing to allow someone to help. That's the way we go into a missions trip. You know, you guys allowed us to help. And the thing that we're going to take back from this was just the incredible staff you have here. We didn't get to work with the campers at all. We were doing a lot of yard work and work around the lake and things like that. But just the staff that we interacted with has just been incredible. I think the kids that I brought here would say the zip line was pretty cool. We were fortunate enough to get to do that. There's just so much here. They got to swim one night. I mean, we did work every single day for 5 hours a day, and it was hard work. So the fact that you guys had so much to do here to kind of unwind and relax and enjoy the trip as well was extremely beneficial.
Thank you, Eric, for your kind words. Camp's travel program is on the road here this next week. They're going to go and see Mamma Mia tomorrow, West Branch on Tuesday, and they'll be down in Des Moines on Thursday and Friday. Later today at 10:30, the Neumeier family will be out to dedicate the new Neumeier Road on the new area of the Pitcher Rocks edition of Camp Courageous. We want to wish Butch and Patsy Neumeier of Walker, Iowa, a happy 60th anniversary. What a great family. We appreciate the Cedar Rapids Elks giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to present to their group. We also accepted a check from them this past Tuesday, longtime supporters of Camp Courageous. This past week has also been RagBri folks riding their bikes across the state of Iowa. A big thank you to the Cubs, the Chicago Urban Bicycle Society, for raising money for Camp Courageous this year and for nearly 20 years. It was up in Charles City on Thursday night. A big thank you to Brad Pendergast and the whole Chicago Cubs group for all their support of Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous is currently hiring counselors for the fall and winter seasons. We also have some year-round positions open. If you're interested in more information, you can go to campcourageous.org and go to applying for jobs. We also still have that facilities director position open. We continue to take applications, and probably in another week or so, we'll start going through those applications and hiring a new facilities director. A big thank you to Peg and John Slusher from over in Marion. They're providing Camp Courageous with a new ambulance-type golf cart for our nursing department. The camp is spread out so far and wide that it's tough for our nurses to run to an incident if there is one, but this will give them the ability to get to a situation as quickly as possible and be fully geared up for any type of situation. We had the family of Zona Hildebrand out at camp this past week to give some of her memorial money. It was great to see them and give them a tour. And also our good friends from Donutland came out with a donation from themselves and from their customers. So we appreciate Donutland and Cedar Rapids there on Center Point Road for their years of support. We also had the former Franklin County Sheriff, Larry Richmeyer, and his wife, Charlene, from Latimer out to camp. Larry makes all types of wood items for the campers during Lions Visually Impaired Week. His dad, Dutch, was a longtime Lions Club member. It was always a tradition for decades now to hand out wood items handcrafted by the Richmeyer family. So big thank you to them. We also had Delbert Jackson out from Bellevue, Iowa. Delbert helped fund the zip line in memory of his wife, Janice, and was fun to put Delbert, who's in his mid to late 80s, on the zip line and have him have that experience. The 1971 VW bus that will be raffled off at the end of the year this weekend on Saturday. Today, it will be at the Edgewood Northeast Cedar Rapids Hy-Vee, and also tomorrow it'll be at the Edgewood Road Hy-Vee. A big thank you to our friends at Hy-Vee for allowing us to park the vehicle in those locations. If you'd like the VW to be come to one of your locations or events, let us know and we'll be more than happy to do that. Tomorrow, Sunday, will be the annual Sprint Triathlon at Camp Courageous. We'll have Hunter Kemper, four-time Olympic athlete, and he'll be giving swimming lessons at Washington High School on Saturday, August 6th, from 8 a.m. to 9:30, and it should be an exciting time. And then anyone that would like to come out for the triathlon to see it or participate, that will be Sunday, August 7th. So we welcome people out. That's a nice swim in the camp pond, and then a bike ride down the camp road, and a run throughout the camp. Tickets are now available, and we're collecting auction items for the Pineapple Gala that will be Friday, August 19th at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids. We'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary. You can go to our website at campcourageous.org to receive more information or feel free to phone us here at camp. We have a meeting for that group coming up this Tuesday, August 2nd in the community room at the Edgewood Road Hy-Vee in Cedar Rapids. If you ever want to be a part of that group, you're more than welcome to join us. We start the meetings at 6 o'clock. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is doing very well at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. 100% run by volunteers, 100% items brought in and sold to benefit the camp. So a big thank you to all those volunteers and donors for making that possible. Our need of the week is traffic cones. They're needed throughout camp for special events, open houses, also to direct traffic away from where our campers are located. Once again, that's traffic cones. They're the bright orange with a little reflective tape around them. We could use lots of those. Memorials this week where the families have asked their memorials to go to Camp Courageous include Juanita Schulte from Norway, longtime supporter of the camp, Leroy Peterson from here in Monticello, great family. Our sympathy goes out to his family. Jeff Prentice from Independence, another wonderful person, farmer from up in that area. And Marcella Stoba from Cedar Rapids, great supporter of the camp. So our sympathy goes out to their families as they ask that memorials come to Camp Courageous to benefit their loved ones. We hope everyone out there has a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. Thank you for listening.